Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I was born on a chicken farm near Mashville, Tennessee. There was nobody there but a sky full of air, 17 million chickens and me. Then one fine day I said, hey, I think I'll drop a little LSD. Well, I drew my mind and I got so kind that I set my chickens free. There was chickens in the cabbages, chickens in the corn, chickens in the cauliflower, chickens in the barn, chickens driving Cadillacs to Washington, D.C. when I set my chickens free. Country full of chickens.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air after locking up the barn with the greatest of care. Then down in the hen house, somebody stirred when he shouted, who's there? Who's there? I'm telling the truth. This is what he heard. You can believe it or not. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself. Stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in, and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground. You raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, you bust in, and hobble, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, worms to dig, grounds to scratch, and it takes a lot of setting getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way, and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. Nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Shh, quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and baba oodle, baba oodle with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Now there ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around and shaking the ground while you raising up a powerful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you bust in and yaggity, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, worms to dig, grounds to scratch, and it takes a lot of setting getting chicks to hatch. Now there ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. Shh, now quiet yourself and stop that fuss, cause there ain't nobody here but us. And kind of point that gun the other way, and hobble, hobble, hobble up and hit the hay.
And live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour Chicken Show theme.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throws the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else who turned to call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
Let's do a different background music, man. And think of that. Let's see. Turkey in a straw. Don't I have turkey in a straw somewhere? Ted, what'd you do with turkey in a straw, man? Ruff? Ruff? Ted, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce that Ted's being a very naughty, naughty boy tonight. It's been raining all day, so he's been like, you know, hiding, laying low. Now, the moon is out, it's possum hour. All right, here we go. This is kind of chickeny. This is chickeny. Yeah. Hey, hey, you want to click? Just the thought of the click. Just the thought of the click. See? It's the power of the click, man. All right, well, welcome to Possum Hour. Home of the finest in radio entertainment. I forgot to write the hilarious things we're sponsored by, so let's say it's, Clickers. And treats. All right. So, that'll confuse the damn animal. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of a bunch of shit and a whole pile of other things. Yeah, that's how it goes. Closed captioning is provided by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp in conjunction with the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. They wanted to toss in tonight, seeing as the coronavirus has, done stuff. Or made people not do stuff at all, I guess. This is the longest, most boring introduction ever. That's neither here nor there. 'Cause there's more. There's more, you say? Ah. Well, if I can scroll back to my queue, you'll find out. Hey, there she is. Woohoo. Missed you. Yay. All right. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few. Oh, this is Grenache Network, Possumar, Friday Night Possum, yada yada. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. But first, no, first, just a few minutes. Here
we
go.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor. Ah.
Hi. You don't know me. That's why I care, this girl. Sit down and let me tell you. I am Mrs. Colonel Sanders. Check out this ring. Looks going, honey, he's dead. Yes, he is. He finally kicked the bucket, honey. And his family, his brothers on this side, they buried him in some barrel with some mashed potatoes. But, girl, if I had had my way, I was going to cremate him extra crispy. Because I know he would have loved it that way, girl, honey. Yeah. Let me tell you, this extra crispy, ain't no such thing. It is burnt chicken, honey. All I know, I cooked it. I know a lot of y'all said, I beg your pardon, Colonel Sanders is married to a black lady? Yes, honey, that's right. He kept me hidden in the basement, girl. I still can hear his voice. Fry, bitch, fry. Now listen here, all of y'all, America, change is here. Get used to it. And don't be confusing me with no Auntie Mama. You know, the lady was on the box. Honey, I am on the barrel. So you all just keep eating that chicken, licking your fingers, and making me money. Because I want another one of these. Come on, honey.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. If you want Kentucky Fried Chicken, you have to visit me.
Chicken for lunch. Let's eat some
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right,
this isn't exactly chickeny.
Not exactly.
But they got chickens down there, don't they, in Mexico?
So
just be careful if you're doing the chicken dance. That's the lesson of that, you know. Considered a high insult. So how are you, sir?
I am fine. I am just peachy. I am fine. I'm getting a little bit of a lockjaw here. I went to my cigar shop, and I asked them just to get me three CPO flatheads, different ones. I left it up to them. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't go in there or anything. He gave me one. It's a big, fat one. I'm smoking now. It's a 70 gauge. It's a 7-inch, 70 gauge, big fat.
That's
cigar.
A big one.
Uh-huh.
So this is like, yeah. It's the guy, oh man. Food. Yeah.
That's why I have
who's
to ask
guy? Who's
for you.
Who's the porn
guy?
Who's the porn
these
guy?
These guys don't know cigars, man.
Who's the porn guy, man? Not Johnny
Jeremy,
Holmes. Yeah.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, yeah. That's the Ron Jeremy, right? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Don't drink before the show. Note to self. Right. And remember, but if you can't recall Ron Jeremy, you know, bring that to your lips like that. You're not ready for a podcast.
He's a superstar. How can you forget his name?
Ah. Anyhow, how was your weekend?
That was all right. Nothing big. Nothing big at all. Yours?
I actually took a break from the social distancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Bogey came over yesterday, and we hung out for a while. Did some skittling.
Okay, all right.
Drank some, like, really expensive scotch.
Uh-huh. That would kill the virus.
The Macallan 18. Woo-hoo! That's the top shelf of the shelf. That's,
the end of time, man. Why not?
That's over $250 a buck a bottle. Okay. $250 a bottle.
You should have polished it off. There may not be a tomorrow.
It's too dear. Too dear. Too dear. Besides which, he had to drive home.
Wow. Okay.
I felt like getting up this morning.
Ew.
So your old boss used to call Bogey Donut, huh?
Yeah, because he'd go over to his house and be like, not coming in. You know, they'd come, grab some Jolly Pirate donuts and go over and knock on the door.
Jolly Pirate donuts.
Usually
roused him.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a chain or?
Yeah, that's a local chain, man.
Okay.
Tourette's guy mentions Jolly Pirate Donuts.
Oh, okay.
In fact, the Jolly Pirate Donuts that he's talking about moved, man. That was such an infamy, man. That had been there forever. Jolly Pirate. There was always butts in the seats. But it was a really, really choice location, and Burger King must have made him an offer they couldn't refuse.
Yeah. There you
indicated.
Go. Got their money and ran.
Corporate bastards.
It's a shame, but you can't blame them.
You know what I say to them? Why don't you go to Jolly Pirate Donuts and take a 2-hour shit? Okay?
There
that's
you
what
go.
I say.
It's your story.
That's what Tourette's guy would suggest. Speaking of Tourette's guy, blow something the fuck up, man. Chicken show. Ticket show is like a really low effort show because like there's a million things you can say about chicken.
Yeah.
Kind of a
Are
mulligan.
Are we making it Chicken
like
Week?
That.
It's gonna be Friday.
I don't know.
Chicken Week.
We'll see how lazy I am this week because I actually do have some shit to do. I've got a little cash flow going, man.
Oh,
some weird guy wants these cartoons drawn. I'm like, fine, man. I'm fuck.
What am I doing?
As long as they're
right?
insulting to the president and not, you know, complimentary, I'm all for it. I have my standards, okay?
Uh-huh.
I have my standards. I'm not going to.
No party.
Oh, no. Oh, dude. Don't get me started. Oh, rolling up my sleeves. Why you? Anyhow.
Has anyone ever asked you to do that? Make a cartoon about something of your age, you know? No? Okay.
Yeah. Never been approached by right-wingers.
Okay, good.
Mainly because my reputation's, you know, the fucking lefties and shit. I had a union guy using me for shit. That was kind of cool for a while. Making t-shirts and whatnot. You know, unions, labor, lefty. All right. So I decided to pull the string on the chicken show because I had a chicken song to blow up. Woo-hoo!
Oh.
Yeah. Here's your Messiah now.
Oh,
and this was suggested by our own GT Trenton.
GTO. He looks very good, well aged. Don't he look good? Handsome,
I'll tell you,
old man.
Yeah, the pandemic is treating him well.
Yeah.
That one picture, didn't he look like Robert Reich?
I wouldn't have thought so until you pointed it out, but yes, he does. Yes, he does in that picture.
Anyhow. He wanted to blow up Michael Jackson, so I found this one by the Jackson 5, close enough,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And
it's the whole family.
The name of it, you don't remember it, but the name of it, How Funky Is Your Chicken?
How Funky Is Your Chicken?
The musical question is posed, How funky is your chicken?
Light the fuse, Commodore. Light the fuse.
You are Mary Queen of Scots.
I am.
is a little bit of chicken and I don't know how to fly.
Chicken show.
No.
He made that clear.
He quit. He quit. Uh-huh. That's raining again. He gets all weird when it rains, man. You want to bark? Boof! Boof! Boof!
Maybe he has some joints when it rains.
That could be.
Old
no,
dog.
It's always freaked him out. His whole life, he's just gets shaky and... weird. At one point, I bought him an anxiety thing, but that didn't.
CBD
really work too good.
Got to get him CBD. CBD. Got him CBD.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. So I heard this joke. Walter Matthau told this joke.
Okay.
I will try to slaughter it for you now.
Okay. Go for it.
Three old men in a retirement home, okay? And they're all sitting around kvetching and complaining about life. The first one says, if I could only have a good number one, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just one. Instead of, you know, I tried to go and it's a squirt and a squirt and a squirt and a squirt and half and half. Just one steady stream. That's all I ask for. The second guy, he says, you know what I'd like? One good number two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Without all the straining and the pushing and the shoving and the thing. Just, you know, whoosh. Feel good. That's all I ask for. So the third guy... He says, well, you know what? He says, every day 9:30 in the morning, I've got the number one. It's like the Trevely fountain flowing like the Mississippi River into the Delta, this thing. So, and then at 9:35, number two. sit down. It's like the Mount St. Helens erupting. Every day, 9:35. And the other one of the other guys says, "What the hell are you bitching about?" And he goes, "I don't get up till 10:30.
Hello.
Oh boy.
I don't have time for this chicken shit bullshit.
Nah, chicken shit bullshit, man.
Oh, fuck, dang it!
Yeah, there you go. That's what we need. That's what we need. Is everybody happy?
Is everybody happy?
Yeah, it's probably better when a professional comedian tells it, but I blame Obama.
Yeah, he's the one to blame.
The fuck? Fucker. That darn Negro. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Possum Lounge. And we have a special guest, Chicky Cheeks, is here.
Chicky Cheeks.
Yeah.
Chicky Cheeks.
Special avatar, special name, special identity.
I like that picture.
Man, my kazoo's broken.
Oh,
bitch.
Can't have that.
I need a new kazoo. I'll send a whiff for one in the mail. Well, thank you for coming. Apple Cheeks Alice. Choo-choo Cheeks. Yeah.
Chicky Cheeks.
Some kind of cheeks.
Chicken cheeks.
Oh, speaking of cheeks, I won't be needing my cheeks bucket anymore tomorrow, because today I went to the hardware store and bought the new handle for the toilet.
There you go. Bogey, help you with that?
No, that's going to be a solo mission.
Okay.
Be hitting that tomorrow, the next day.
Right. You got it.
Or the next day, you never know.
Yeah.
Teddy, you want to bark? Roof! Apple Cheeks Alice. He says hi. Want a treat? Want a treat? Rolf? Can you say Rolf? Come on, man. For a treat. You know Rolf?
He's against the chicken show. He was always against the chicken show.
You poor sweetie. Oh, I love Teddy. He's a good. Want that treat?
He wants the dog show.
You're going to have to bark for it. You got to earn that, motherfuckers, dude. That ain't a milk bone. It's the good stuff. Here, have a milk bone. Out of 2 cents. All right, well, thanks for coming, Chicky Cheeks, and thanks for the special effort on your arf avatar. And there's Dr. Cake. Arf, arf.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
We've
really
Cake.
Worn out our welcome again, haven't we? We had like a resurgence of listeners because the pandemic started, and now they just kind of got wise. Same old shit, different day. Oh, well.
That's it. What are you going to do?
But that's okay, because the important people show up, and one of those would be Dr. Cake, because... ipso facto, Ted. What, Ted? What wouldn't it be? Oof, oof. The show without Dr. Cake? Oh, you sweet baby. What a sweet face. Ooh, sweet face. Here, have the good treat. You didn't
there
earn
you
it,
go.
But shit. You never all earned right, a goddamn Ted. Thing in your stupid life, you stupid dog.
All right.
Never did like you. All right. And there's G.T. Trenton, bringer of
G-T-O.
Mirth, Mayhem, and Murgatroyd, or something.
Yes.
He
earned it.
Man, I right before the show, I tried to draw a self-portrait real quick, right?
Yeah.
Looked in the mirror. Ended up looking like Max von Sydow. What's that about, man?
You're going to play spirit ball with death. What do you say?
Man, creepy, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming,
Chief.
That's probably what it was.
Like
I've really let the goatee get really evil looking.
Yep.
Yeah. Not good. Like the hair.
That takes you on the Instagram with it.
Arg. Anyhow. We're doomed as doomed could be, but we're here. And speaking of which, there he is, the professor, the sinister minister of finance and parking. Tina Fey's number one fan. Huh?
I wish I could be number one.
Well, come on, you're a number one fan, aren't you? I mean, you stalk her, don't you?
I wish I could do number one, a nice stream, you number one.
A nice stream. That's all I want. All right. Well, number two. Here they are. Awesome Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Rest in peace, Eddie Haskell.
I like to spend the night with my brother's wife while he works himself to death trying to build her a life. The only reason that I can do this is deep down inside I'm so chicken shit. Up her tip, but I'm proud to tell you I'm a chicken shit. I like my beer, I like my food, I sleep every day until the 6 o'clock news. I stole my daddy's unemployment check. It's a wonder that my family doesn't wring my neck. My grandmother died, I stole a change off her eyes and showed up at her funeral with a t-shirt and tie. And that didn't bother my conscience one bit, but I'm proud to tell you I'm a chicken shit.
That gold necklace? I can't afford a gold necklace. I found this in a crack house.
My wife's little sister had to pack up and leave. She noticed that her baby started looking like me. She said she couldn't trust me around the Girl Scout troop, and don't think it's above me cause I swear it's the truth. I try to live my life in a casual way, and when I stand in front of those heavenly gates and they ask me why it was I didn't quit, I tell them I'm here to tell you I'm just chicken shit.
Chicken shit.
There you have it. Chicken shit.
Yeah.
I know plenty of them guys. Chicken shit. Yeah. That's why Ted's all keyed up because it's really raining like a cats and dogs over here.
These anxiety problems. It might have been before you got them.
I'm fourth owner, man, on this. Yeah, used cars and used dogs, man. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to grab a beer here. Sorry.
Not an expensive natty, is it?
This is not a natty. This is in a bottle. Comes from north of the border in Canada.
Okay, in a
or
bottle.
Or as we call it, Canada. Yeah, they call it Canada up
you?
There.
All right.
Hey, laddie. The Moose and Canadian. Oh, and I mistakenly called them Nazis last Friday.
Hey, that's an anyone.
The good people at Molson are certainly not Nazis, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize for any inference Well, no, they're in partnership with Adolf Kors Company, who are Nazis. So there you go.
Okay.
So they're just in business
association.
Yeah, I don't know if they're actually Nazis, but they're bed buddies with some Heil Hitlers. Although Dumb Guys makes a good beer too.
Oh yeah.
I don't think one should discriminate when it comes to beer, except for Anheuser-Busch, who can kiss my ass. I've got to find an alternative to Natty, to substitute Natty's, because I need a really light beer, you know, just to sustain me. In those moments where I don't want to get hammered, you know, but with like a brewski.
Okay.
Can you relate to that at all?
I can relate to
you
that.
Like, you just
can
like
get
smashed. You just dug getting smashed, right?
I agree with that. I actually love the taste and everything. I loved it. I loved everything about beer. I love beer.
Here's beer boy. Beer boy.
Beer boy.
You got some. Well, you
I
got some kraut blood, don't you? You got some kraut blood in you, though. No kraut.
No kraut.
Scott. You got some Scott.
Ah, yeah, Scotch and Irish.
There you go. Well, Scots know their beers. Although they drink it warm, man. Fucking weirdos.
Uh-huh. That's nasty tasting shit, too. When I was in Scotland,
again,
I was there drinking that.
Yeah. Again, I'll have to blame Obama for that.
Oh, yeah. I could have been saying. That colored fella.
His fingerprints were all over that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we interrupt this program for an emergency chicken quickie.
Oh,
I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken, I'm a chicken, and I don't want to be eaten by KFC. Colonel Sanders is coming for me, but I just want to be free, and I don't want to be eaten at KFC. So do you think you got a place you might hide me? You know, like, so no one can find me, like, not in the microwave. No, I don't want to be eaten. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. Bok, 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 bok. Quack, 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 quack. Bok, 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 bok. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken, I don't want to be eating at KFC. And I don't want to be eating at Burger King. Yeah, I don't want to be eating at Wendy's too. That's not something I want to do. I want to be free to walk around everywhere without anyone wondering where's my underwear. I'm wearing feathers. Those are my clothes. I'm not naked, you know. I'm not like humans. They need hair. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken. And I don't want to eat that KFC.
Oh, God.
Grenache.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right there, baby. Oh, yeah.
See, with certain artists like the inimitable Sir Art Paul Schlosser, I will neglect to fully preview the song. So that when I hear it back on the show, it's as funny to me as it is to you.
Got to hear
it fresh. That was a good one.
Got to hear it
fresh. That was a good one, Art Paul. That was a good one, dude. Got to hand it to him, man. It comes through every once in a while. Got to love. Friend of the show, ladies and gentlemen, Sir Art Paul Schlosser. One more time.
Art Paul. We love you, Art. I'm not burdened down with hair.
Oh, man. Well, that's just to whet your appetite, you know, for the 3 minutes. I don't know if he's got. I don't know if Art Paul has any cell phone minutes left, Dr. Cake. You never know.
That's right.
Dr. Cake pointed out she liked the theme show thing. She thought that was nice. And that is kind of, you know, it makes it easy to do a show. You put the show together because you just, you know. It also has its hang-ups, though. We stay within the framework of the Possum Hour.
Yeah.
Come
together by chance.
We'll do more of them in the future. Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
I just, a slight little burp, you know. This is the rundown of what I ate. Pretty much one meal spread out over an hour or so.
Okay.
All right. I had a tin of sardines. In Louisiana hot sauce. Yum, yum. That's what I've just belched up.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. Wowie. A nice, healthy serving of cottage cheese.
Jesus, God.
And some sliced jalapenos on the side.
Oh.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Two hard-boiled eggs. Yeah. No, I just forgot that. Two hard-boiled eggs.
Hey, well, good. That sounds very appetizing.
I could have used more greens.
You have 911 on your speed dial?
I could have used more greens in that. That's the only, the only drawback to that.
I don't know. Cottage cheese.
Awesome hour says, suck it!
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. I know. But, yeah. Probably should have had some, like, beans or... No, beans, legumes. You want a veggie in there, man. Maybe some salad or something.
Hey, pizza and donuts.
Pizza and donuts. A well-balanced meal.
Yeah. A pot of
coffee. You'll never win friends with salad. That's for sure. Oh, man, when Bogey was over and we were skittling, he wanted me to put on some records on the record player.
Okay.
This is one that got on there from my Herb Alpert Long Jean Symphonettes collection.
All right.
Five record collection of Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Okay. Herb Alpert.
Man, those Long Jean Symphonette guys weren't fucking around. And look, the sleeves in that thing are like plastic on the inside of the paper, you know? I mean, these things are like slick. Those records, they're what?
Yeah.
50 years old? Pristine, man. Look like they just came off the showroom. Beauty. Not a crackle or a pop.
And you take care of them.
I must have been a lot more fastidious with my records than I thought I had been, because everyone I've pulled out has been clean and shiny and looks great, you know, after 30 years in the bunker. Yeah, you never know.
I had a dog that peed on my albums. That's why I don't have a dog anymore. No more dogs.
That's why I don't keep my albums on the kitchen floor.
That's Ted's bathroom, baby.
That's Ted's annex. That's the second bathroom he had put in. Indeed. All right. What do we do now? We do the 3 minutes you'll never get back, man.
Yeah.
And
3 minutes.
I'm going to assume it's chicken related, man. It would have to be, wouldn't you think?
I would imagine so.
All right. Well, there's the big wheel. There's Shemp's Head, Yoko Ono, and a chicken. Let's see what happens. Spin the wheel.
Spin. You could be a winner. Awesome.
Come on, Shemp. Come on, Shemp. No Yoko. Oh, chicken.
All right.
Nice. All right.
Didn't Yoko do a chicken song?
I think most of her songs did have some chicken screaming. Mm-hmm.
Or some kind of reference to it.
Yeah. No, weren't there like screaming chickens? That was the whole, like the ASPCA. They were anti-Yoko, and that's what broke up the Beatles. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Strangling, choking chickens. There you have it.
Don't knock my hobby.
Well, it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. Tonight is no exception. Who the hell did this song? I can't remember now. Dag Nabbit? Oh, shoot. I'll find out during the song as I Google it.
All right.
Or maybe now. It's by... Really? Okay, let's say it's a guy named Peter Alsop.
Yeah, let's say that.
Works for me. 3 minutes! Okay. Chickens for peace! Chickens for peace!
Chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace, and we don't want to fry. Chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace. One little war, and we're chicken pot pie.
Chickens for peace, we're chickens for peace,
and no one respects a chicken who bakes.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
Out on the highway to hell.
Yeah, man. Aw, Chicky Cheeks had a peace sign on her mask today.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that. Chicks for peace.
Yeah, the thing, well, I think we chickens for peace, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing about the mask, we've said this before. I'm chewing my cabbage twice, but yeah, it's not to so that you don't get the shit. It's so if you have the shit, you ain't gonna give it to people. That's basic.
And the thing is, people think that they don't have it, but you can have it for 2 weeks and not know it.
You could have it, yeah, or you could. I think it could just be a carrier and not show symptoms at all.
Yeah, typhoid Mary.
Yeah. But again, I have trouble with the mask, man. I went to the hardware store today. I had to go to the plumbing aisle, and then I spun around and went to the garden section outside. Stopped off to get some crazy glue because it broke my sunglasses. And, man, by the time I got to the checkout, I'm passing out again, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how people suck in so much of their exhalation and remain upright. Well, maybe it's because I'm an ancient old man.
That could be it.
Or it could be Obama's fault. I'm not sure. I'll be looking into that as the day goes on. So, what's in the headline?
Obama's Bobo's Jay Leno.
Obamagate, man. I mean, have you ever? It's the biggest scandal in the history of mankind. Bigger than World War II.
Since Hillary's emails.
Well, no, not as big as the emails. Bigger than Hitler. No. Nothing. Nothing's as big as those fucking emails. All right.
Don't let it go.
I swear to God. I mean, I still hear people say email. They say it. Yeah. You know, like in earnest. Seriously. You're like, how'd you get a driver's license, man? Okay. Stupid criminal of the week.
All right.
Guy was heisting a convenience store, and they managed to track him down. But him and his partner were watermelons on their heads. How cool is that? They got a picture of him on the surveillance. There they are. He pulled up in a 2006 black Toyota Tacoma pickup. Entered the sheets. You have sheets? You got sheets, right?
Nah, we don't have sheets here.
Yeah. I don't think we have them in Ohio, but they have them in like the Conneaut area, Pittsburgh, and this is where Virginia. So I guess they're in Virginia. Sheets, convenience store, gas station, and May 5th they're wearing carved out watermelons with holes cut out for eyes. One of the suspects was arrested on Friday, and they're looking for the second one.
he didn't give up his buddy.
It's a hardened criminal, 20-year-old suspect. He was arrested and charged with wearing a mask in public while committing larceny. That's a crime.
Yep, wearing a mask in public.
I mean, if you're gonna, I guess if you're gonna commit larceny, don't be wearing no mask. And underage possession of alcohol and petty larceny of alcohol. I don't know what that petty larceny. The police said. So anyway,
I bet abuse of fruit. I didn't get charged with abuse of fruit. I guess not.
No, but they did try to attack somebody with a banana.
They should have taken John Cleese's class.
Okay, here we go. Chickens running afoul of the law. Uh-oh. Here you go, your chick cheeks. Chick, Chicky Cheeks.
Chicky Cheeks.
That's
tough, ain't it? Chicky Cheeks.
Chickens ruled the roost of the city police garage after 12 crates of birds were seized from a chicken market behind a house on Alberta Avenue. This is a long story. Oh. I didn't read this first. Okay. Here we go. I need more music. We need the That's Turkey in the Straw, isn't it? I don't have that.
Sure.
Let me do this one. All right. They were chickens disappearing. I guess there was a chicken. What? They were stealing the chickens.
Yeah.
And they
opened it up a brothel, a kinky brothel. Chicken
fucking. Yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
And they were laying eggs and taking the eggs. They were using them for their eggs.
There you go. Chicken thieves.
Yeah. Well, at least they took care of them.
Is that Alberta, Canada? Alberta Street on Alberta, Canada?
Edmonton,
Canada.
Edmonton
okay.
Journal. Chicken thieves.
Thieves. Nothing worse.
This was in 1920. This was in 1920, so I guess they're celebrating the anniversary.
Well, it's a worthy
120 birds worth an estimated $200. That's 1920 money. Were stolen between March 20th and April 13th. Three of the thefts were valued at $20. So that's a lot of money back then, man.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Who they caught, he did 6 months at hard labor. So the lesson there is don't be a chicken thief.
And this chicken thief, he didn't wear a melon on his head, or did he?
He didn't wear a melon or a mask.
Okay, all right.
I mean, it was 1920 and the pandemic was a year in the past, but still, that's no excuse.
Mm-mm.
Especially when you're stealing chickens.
That's right. Lesson to be learned.
Hmm.
I got 4 years for it.
Yeah, 4 years. You know, it's probably obvious that I didn't really have shit for the news portion of the show. you have that. You know, I mean, every once in a while.
It's got to be hard to drum some up with the big flu thing going on. Stay away from that and get some other shit. It's hard to find.
I'll tell you what. Well, in lieu of in lieu of another news story, we will... And you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to blame Obama, okay?
Okay.
Let's do a quick quickie.
Obama's a
mama, Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
Hey, man. So, back to the news. Back to the news.
chicken pot pie.
Going back to the Edmonton chicken pluckers. Get the link back up there. One lady exclaimed she paid $5 for that cock.
Okay.
Been in that movie. Been in that movie? I've been in that movie. Oh, that's when they were claiming their chickens. I've located mine, but one is dead. That brown leghorn with the feathers out of its tail, that's mine.
They had to round them all up. People had to claim them.
I hope that was a housewives. I was hoping that'd be like a burly guy, you know. And I paid $5 for that cock. That'd have been funnier. But anyways, they're saying, you know, like, well, since, you know, fucking Obama is just totally bungled the handling of this COVID-19 thing. The economy's in ruin, okay?
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse. And that's
and
why we
Obama.
Drink it. And it, you know, I'm trying to be rational about this, but I can't do anything but blame Obama. Now, they're saying one thing that might be able to repair the economy once we're back in business is if they immediately legalize cannabis.
Yeah,
so
immediately.
You're
going to
see, yeah, immediately, if not sooner, legal weed.
Yep.
And that will cure the economy. Of course, though, a lot of people won't show up for work the next day, but that's, you know.
When talking about legalizing weed, you got to queue up Walter Matthau.
Alrighty then. Man, I had a frog there.
Is everybody happy?
Hop away.
Okay. Now, of course, Friday, they revealed, they unfurled the Space Force. Space Force flag.
The Super Duper missile?
And the Super Duper, and then they announced the creation of the Super Duper missile, which 17 times faster.
17
times faster. Well, if you think that's exciting,
I do find that exciting.
Then check this out. Hold my beer. This article is from last month, so it's still fresh.
Uh-huh.
Still got some stink lines coming off of it over here.
Uh-huh.
The president ordered, his order encourages the United States. You know what he wants to do? You know what his plans are?
What?
he wants to mine the moon. Huh?
Of course he does.
He signed an executive order last month encouraging the United States to mine the moon for minerals. Spent a whole afternoon on it. He put his long pants on and gave out pens. A big deal. Don't laugh.
I know. I know it's a big deal.
Yeah. So, and while they're at it, might want to look into mining Mars as well.
Mining Mars.
Not for minerals, just for shits and giggles. There you have it.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Hit it! Hell yeah. Hell to the air. You want to do we could do Chicken Show Friday, too, I think, if you want. I don't know. It depends. Like I said, it depends on how lazy I am this week.
There you go. Well, laziness is a chicken show.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, if I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Chicken all over the place. Although we'll need a nice blow-up, something to blow up for the chickens.
There just isn't any good chicken fucker songs. They're all hard metal.
Chicken plucker. Chicken plucker? be good. How come I'm getting no fucking music here, man? Come on, cocksucker. Oh, there it goes.
Hey, I just seen a picture of Olive. That is a fine-looking chicken.
Oh, Olive the chicken.
Chicken.
You know, and that's funny how many of the possums had pet chickens growing up. G.T. Trenton, Chicky Cheeks.
Yeah.
I don't know if Dr. Cake, did Dr. Cake mention she had a chicken growing up? I don't think so.
I was too much of a city boy.
I had a goat. We never had any chickens, though, man. We never went for the birds.
We went to the chicken
coop. Fowl. We had a chicken coop. No chicken for Dr. Cake. We had a corn crib and a chicken coop, but they tore the chicken coop down when we first got there. But the corn crib is there to this day.
All right. Nice. And a chicken coop with no chickens?
They have chickens now on my old farm. Yeah.
Okay.
I know the gal that the family that bought it. They have chickens there, and might even have a goat or two. I'm not sure. Can't recall off the top of my head, which is now quite shaggy. Yeah, corn
goats
crib.
Are funny looking animals.
Corn crib was like it had a log exoskeleton, like a skeleton. And then it was, like, open, so, you know, air could go blow through. It was mesh, like mesh size, wire, chicken wire or something. Not chicken wire, but real, you know, heavy-duty wire.
Yeah.
It was like a mesh house, and they would store corn in there. And I guess that kept the corn from going bad or whatever. Mm. We never used it for corn. Corn crib.
Okay.
We used to go up by the corn crib and get drunk up by the corn crib. Yeah, I was raised in a bucolic atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen.
You should have made it still. Don't you make liquor out of corn?
Well, that'd be right,
back
sir.
Back in those hillbilly days.
That'd be right.
All right.
My dad made dandelion wine, but we never did no corn liquor. We never did no still.
Okay.
But according to the FCC rules,
yes.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Please finish your thought.
I was just saying, I didn't know the dandelion wine was a real thing. I thought that was made up for a science fiction novel. That Isaac Asimov, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Ray Bradbury. Who did that?
It was an Elton John song. It was an Elton John song, too.
Hey, that's right. Yeah.
It was terrible.
No.
We drank that out by the corn crib. No, we drank that behind the spring house. All right. It's time for the chicken yodel.
Get it on.
big yodel.
Schmucks.
There you go.
Yeah, it was the Christensen guy, whatever his name is.
Yodeling
Zeke. Oh, Kerry Christensen and the chicken yodel.
Are you going to be able to find a polka?
Oh, sure. Come on.
I'm sure.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over that.
There's got to be dozens of them. You might lose sleep over
dozens. Dozens. It'll be... GT says, thank God it's over. And then we're talking about the corn crib. Chicky Cheek says the corn crib sounded like a good fort. It was,
yeah.
Number one. And number two, we had a backyard carnival for muscular dystrophy in the corn crib one time. Corn crib we used as part of the carnival. That's
all
where
right.
The fortune teller was and something else.
Okay. Was this a yearly thing or you just did it once?
Just a one-timer. Just a one-timer.
All right.
I believe we got a form letter from Jerry Lewis thanking us for our participation.
Oh, sweet.
And then I got another letter from Dean that told us to go fuck ourselves. I don't know what that was about, man.
And
guy
that's
was,
the one you saved.
Well, yeah, he was vindictive, though. I mean, you figured by the mid-60s he'd have given, let it go. Yeah. Anyway,
I could because I love Bib.
I got a letter. I got a go fuck yourself letter from Dean Martin too. He used to do that all the time to people. There was no reason for me to get one.
Well, that's when he was really drinking, man, and he would.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, you son of a bitch. If only.
Uh-huh.
All righty. One more chicken quickie?
Yeah.
How about some Timmy Rogers? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
guys. Oh, yeah. Because you know what Timmy likes. You know what Timmy likes?
What's Timmy like?
Timmy like chicken back.
Ah.
All I want.
This kratom is a wonderful thing, man. I was actually up dancing around today. Fucking kratom. I'm a whole new person over here.
Jimmy Rogers will do that to a person, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
that's
yeah!
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was like that, man, my whole world came together when I rediscovered Timmy Rogers, you know?
Yeah, I completely forgot about him until you brought him to Possum. In fact, it took me a while to remember him. As soon as I heard you, then I go, okay, all
he was,
right, now I remember.
It was a dim memory. I think I probably saw him on Jackie Gleason, because I remember watching Jackie Gleason pretty regularly.
Yeah.
We would go to my grandparents for Din Din on Saturdays and then watch the Glee. Afterwards.
Live from Miami Beach.
Oh! The something capital of the world. It's not the Molson Canadian capital of the world, but it'll do. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for coming.
Yeah.
To those of you listening in Great Britain... And I was just checking our numbers. After Canada, or Canada, as they call it, Great Britain, or England.
Oh, okay.
They also call it England.
Okay.
Jolly Olding, they're our number three. So,
okay.
To all you guys in England,
okay.
Tally-ho.
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 Cheerio.
Canadian.
God bless the Queen.
Oh, yeah. You got to love the Queenie.
Yeah. Kate's drinking tea. Dr. Kate is drinking tea.
Yeah. You know what the trouble is with the royal family, though? Not enough nude pictures.
That's true.
I mean, like, you know.
That's true.
Not like in this
skin.
Country. Yeah, show some skin.
I mean, we see our first lady naked all over the place.
You know, you ever seen any pictures of the first lady naked?
There you go.
No. You want to buy some?
Or you could just Google it.
All right. Yeah, you could Google. I wouldn't want to Google her, man. My dick might fall off. Say goodnight. Say goodnight,
everybody.
Energize before they call the
Chicken
somebody.
Chicken show.
Bill Barr. Chicken show.
What? What you say? Now we gonna get down with the chicken. You gotta eat it to enjoy it. Cause you love it. You got to have it. Good God. Chicken. 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 Eat it. But don't beat it. You got to eat it to know it. You got to eat it to love it. When your babies say,
"Lock, lock, 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 lock." What you think about making my chicken?
Good God. Down.
Lock, lock.
Nate!
What you think about licking my chicken? What you think about licking my chicken? Lock,
Nate!
Lock, 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 lock. What you think about licking my chicken?
Good God!
What you think about licking my chicken? Lock, 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 lock.
Now don't.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Play me chicken!
What you think about licking my chicken?
I got 8 more pounds of chicken that I'm gonna eat. Nate! Can you eat some? I said, Nate, can you eat some? All right now, because I'm going to bring you some chicken. And when you get this chicken, my baby be done cooked it. That's right. She be done took all the feathers out. And she be done cooked it. Want you to eat it now. You know anything about some necks? Chicken neck? All right now. Now when I say chicken neck, I want the band in on chicken neck. Chicken. Now Wait, I didn't, no. No, no, back up. I didn't say nothing about no neck yet. I said chicken neck. And when you hear neck, that's when the band come in. When I say neck, all right. Neck! Chicken. Chicken. Good God. When you take a chicken, see, you grab a chicken, you can grab a chicken anywhere. You grab it all up around the shoulder. You can eat a chicken around chicken feet. Put it in a bowl.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Good God. Yes, indeed.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Chicken.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Eat it all.
What you think about licking my chicken?
Can you eat some? Can you eat some chicken? Whether it be boiled, fried, or broiled, or they could bring it to you. Like a fella downtown, boy downtown, make it raw. You don't even know the difference. You don't know, no, you don't know the difference. Nay, you know, I'm gonna bring you some raw. You'll love it. Good God. And grab a leg. Grab it around the leg. Chicken. Chicken. Say that, Nate. Let me smile when you say it. Show your gold Tuesday. Chicken. See, I know you. When you say you want to eat some, I know you're going to smile when you say you want to eat some. Chicken. Good God. Say it. There's nothing wrong with it. A lot of people eat chicken. Chinese people eat chicken. Irish people eat chicken. Everybody got to eat some chicken. Before they die, chicken. Go ahead. Say it.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throws the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There is one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
Wait!
Where are you going?
I was going to make espresso.